My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Sue.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we're going to talk about what you can learn from Adobe to help you grow faster. So Adobe, just for everyone to get some context on it, Adobe is a huge software company. They have Photoshop. They have the entire, I guess, Creative Cloud, Acrobat Reader. They have everything. They have these conferences.
They own Marketing Cloud. They even
99 Designs. They own everything. Did they buy
Marketo? 99 Designs?
I think they own 99 Designs. I'm going to check the site right now. Look at their footer. Their footer is crazy. They
I
have 99U.
99 Designs.
Sorry, 99U, CMO.com, Behance. They own those companies.
Yeah.
Anyway, Adobe. The reason why Neil and I want to talk about Adobe is because they are a premier kind of software as a service company, and they've been around for a really long time. Ever since I started using computers, Adobe has been there. So Neil and I want to talk about a couple of things that you can learn from them to help with your marketing. And the first thing I'll share comes from two buddies, actually, David Henzel and Syed Balki, the WP Beginner and Optin Monster founder. And so this one was interesting. I was sitting with Syed and he's showing me a video that David made. And basically, if you try to cancel, let's say you try to cancel Photoshop, what Adobe does is they know they're going to lose you anyway. So they put you through like a 3 to 4 maybe even 5-page sequence where it's like, are you sure you want to cancel? Maybe you can get a discount. And then, are you sure you want to cancel? Here's our other product. So it's like a final last gasp to get you to do something to collect some revenue. And I've never seen something so kind of sophisticated when you're on your way to canceling. Usually it's like, if anything, people might ask for your feedback before canceling, or they'll just let you cancel. But they actually put a lot of things to make it, you know, at least a little more difficult to cancel. And plus, I'm sure they get some revenue from it.
Another thing that they do that's interesting is, back in the day when people were creating companies, they grew by creating features. Then people started creating products that just weren't feature-based, that but were all in one and really help solve problems. But now the new trend is like, look, whether you have a service-based business or a product, it doesn't matter what you're selling, even e-commerce, the chances of people continually coming back, not churning, not going someone else, is low because there's so many options out there. So what Adobe did is they try to create themselves as a platform. Even Amazon did the same thing in the e-commerce industry, in which in essence they're a platform. And by creating a platform, you can go after many different segments. You can add in many different product lines, many different features. So like Adobe has a design cloud, a marketing cloud, right? They're going and solving all problems for all designers, whether it's Photoshop, modifying photos or videos or websites. They literally have a solution for everything. When you create a platform and you solve multiple problems for people, they get hooked on and it makes it harder for them to leave. In essence, you're reducing churn, you're increasing your lifetime value, and you're reducing the chance that someone's going to switch to a competitor. It's why we keep going back and back and purchasing from Amazon versus any other e-commerce site.
Yep. And the other thing I want people to pay attention to is, if you go to adobe.com and you scroll to the footer, you can see they've been very strategic with their acquisitions. So they bought Behance, which is a design community. They own a website called 99U. They own cmo.com. And sure, they have their own blog as well. They actually have a magazine called Create. So they're very strong with their content marketing. And they own all these assets that already get a ton of traffic. And they just want to be fully entrenched for, they just want to continue to buy up attention because they want to be known as the premier suite for creatives.
And Eric brings something up that I want all of you guys to pay attention to, and I really want it to sink in. Adobe, even though they're a software company, they own a lot of media sites. Like Eric mentioned, cmo.com, they have a ton of content marketing, they blog a lot. The way businesses are going now is anyone can create a product, anyone can create a service, anyone can copy you. But what makes you stand out is your brand. Example, Kylie Cosmetics. It's not that her beauty products are better or worse than other people. You can probably find people who have a business that do less than $1 million a year in the cosmetics industry and create products that are very similar to her. I'm not trying to knock on Kylie, but what she did very well, and I'm actually giving her props, is she built an audience. She has that attention. See, and Adobe and a lot of other big companies are seeing this as well, is it's not just what product or service you're creating, it's how much attention do you command. And the more attention, the more eyeballs you can command, the better off you're going to do in the long run. So build up that audience, whether it's by creating more content, creating videos, doing a podcast, whether it's by giving tools away for free to get more people into your community. These are all ways where you can command more attention.
Yep. Final thing I'll say from my side is they're very strong and they're consistent with their designing. They kind of have to be because they have a design cloud as well. So when you look at them, everything they're doing, it's very intentional. You can go to cmo.com. It has its own kind of theme. Behance has its own theme too. Adobe blog. And you can even look at their Instagram. I'm staring at their Instagram right now. They're also very targeted about, you know, when they post to Instagram, sure, like there's a really specific aesthetic to it. But I'm also looking at the kind of the highlights bar on what they have on Instagram. They have their own conferences. They go to the conferences where their users are hanging out. They're going to where the attention is, or they're buying the attention. And I think, yes, they do have their own event as well. So to kind of to doubly hammer down on the point earlier, think about where the attention is. If you don't have the attention, think about how you can buy it. But here's the caution. The caution part is, if you completely rely on the big ad platforms, the Googles, the Facebooks of the world, the Amazons of the world, you're basically renting the attention. Think about how you can try to own the attention in some way, shape, or form, and then you're going to win for the long term. Neil?
Eric and I also, if you want to learn more strategies from companies like Adobe and other fast-growing startups, although Adobe's not really a startup anymore, but still, if you want to grow faster and learn tactics that your competition and other big companies are using, check out marketingschool.io/live. March 8th, 9th, and 10th, Eric and I are doing an event in San Francisco. Feel free and fill out the application, and maybe we'll end up seeing you there.
See you tomorrow.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show, and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Vilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. That's right.